Last Friday night, firefighters were called to the Prince Philip Drive campus of the College of the North Atlantic. While initially reported as a fire in a classroom, we now know the fire was actually in the main kitchen of the college's cafeteria. On Saturday afternoon, students received an email from Mike Reddy, the manager of food services at the campus, letting them know that the cafeteria would be closed until further notice. The hours of Three Rooms Cafe were extended to fill in the gap in service. On Tuesday, Reddy sent out another email that the cafeteria would be opening to serve its oatmeal bar in the mornings and a selection of soup and sandwiches for lunch. When asked about the change in service, Reddy said this.
We have no access to the main kitchen.
Okay, no access.
Well, we have some access, but not for use.
It's not usable.
Reddy wouldn't speculate to the cause of the fire. Officials are still investigating. Once cleanup is completed, insurance estimates are required before restoration can begin.
Yeah, I can't speak to a definitive timeline.
Okay.
Everybody's working, you know, as quickly as they possibly can to get us back up and running.
This has affected a large chunk of the student body at Prince Philip Drive. Cooking students typically work in the cafeteria as part of their curriculum.
I can't speak to the details of it, but I can confirm that a plan is being formulated as to mitigate any impact on the entry-level students.
Okay.
Our priority at all levels of the college, but our first priority is always the students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one thing, was how does this affect the students and how can we, what can we do to mitigate any impact it does have on them.
The other way the closure of the cafeteria affects students is the fact that there is no access to full hot meals on campus beyond the soup and sandwich service. Crystal Loveman is a second-year medical office administration student. She eats in the cafeteria twice a day, every day.
I don't get to eat. I don't like to bring in food because I find there's no way to keep the food fresh, so I prefer to have a meal here at the cafeteria. I'm a second-year student, so I used to. I've been buying food here pretty much for almost 2 years.
Abigail Chippett is also a second-year medical office administration student.
Yeah, I don't usually like to bring my food either. So I usually buy food here. And yeah, it's been tough because like there's not anything really offered. So yeah, I buy snacks in Three Rooms. That's about it. But yeah, it's tough because I go home hungry at the end of the day. So yeah.
Hugh Alcock is a first-year business administration marketing student.
Having that cafeteria out of my life definitely takes. It's not a major toll, but it's still there. It still affects me. Thank God we have Three Rooms, because Three Rooms is saving my life.
It remains to be seen just how long the cafeteria will be out of commission, and options on campus are limited. But students will have to continue to cope with the options provided, bring food from home, or go out to eat at a nearby restaurant. For Kicker, I'm Alan Bradbury.